Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is a busy season for Helen Drynan, the president of Simmons College. Like many college presidents, she's planning for next month's commencement ceremonies, looking forward to celebrating her students' accomplishments.
But unlike other college presidents, Helen Drynan has made public a very personal battle. Last September, a routine mammogram revealed a small but aggressive tumor in her breast. She decided almost immediately what to do.
She declared herself a cancer warrior and resolved to live this as a public journey. Since then, she's published essays and sent regular emails to the Simmons community about her treatment. She even took a selfie during chemotherapy.
All this, she says, to share what she's learned about an affliction that affects roughly 1 in 8 women in the U.S. As president of a women's college, how could she do otherwise? Helen Drynan is the president of Simmons College in Boston, and she joins us now to talk about her very public battle with breast cancer. And President Drynan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Anthony.
And it's good to have you. I'd love to just ask you how you are feeling today, how you're doing. You've had chemotherapy. It began in October. It ended in December. Your last radiation was in March. How are you doing?
And I had surgery before all of that, too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the process. I'm doing really well. I feel good. I do get tired by the end of the day, but most people do.
Sure.
So that's okay.
Yeah. Well, listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you followed Helen Drynan's very public battle against cancer? What do you think about her decision to go public? Give us a call. We want to ask you what questions you have for Simmons President Helen Drynan about her public journey. You can give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. So take me back to the moment that you received this diagnosis in September. What were some of the first things that went through your head?
Well, I do remember thinking instantaneously, so it's happening to me.
Mm.
I think every woman that I know has wondered if one day she might not get that diagnosis. And then in that moment, I realized I was going to be in that community of people,
yeah,
one that none of us would choose to be in if we had any choice in the matter.
Sure. And I can imagine that along with it must come all kinds of questions about your work, about what it's going to mean for being able to continue your work and all sorts of things like that, right?
Yes. Yes. What does this mean for me, for my family, for my work? And also, I think, how serious a disease is this?
Yeah.
What is this going to mean for my mortality, you know, the length of my life? How long do I have? All of those kinds of things, I think, pass through your head very quickly.
Big, big question.
Yep.
So, and along with all of this comes this decision that you decide to really be very public about this, which strikes me as hugely courageous, but I'd love to ask you why you want to do it that way.
Well, you know, a lot of people call it courageous. I don't think of it so much as courage as I do think of it as leadership. I think it's very important when you're in the kind of public position that I am to make a decision about this kind of disease to take into account the effect on the community that you are responsible for. So that was a big part of my thinking. Mm. As you mentioned in your introduction, Simmons is an all-women's college at the undergraduate level, and then 80% of our graduate students are women as well. So this is a disease that is predominantly a woman's disease, though not exclusively, because we know that men do get breast cancer as well, and I learned that from a student of ours who had just lost her dad when I was diagnosed.
Sure.
So it is just so compelling to think about how many women are affected by this disease that I thought, given where I lead and given where I am, it just makes sense for me to not try to keep this a secret. That wouldn't make sense for me.
And what message did you want to send to the women of Simmons College, indeed to the entire, to everyone at Simmons?
Yeah. Well, the first is vigilance, because there any change in your body that can suggest a cancer is something that everyone should be vigilant about, not just breast cancer patients. So the first is vigilance. If you see something or experience something that seems strange to you, check it out. You're not being a hypochondriac in doing that. But in a specific way, with regard to breast cancer, there has been so much controversy about the frequency of mammography, for example, that I just felt it was important to try to be very fact-based about the importance of early detection. Mm. And that is really the thing that I've talked about the most.
Yeah, you talk about, in one of your essays, you use this term, about the diabolic confusion around cancer screening, right?
Right, right?
And part of this confusion comes from the American Cancer Society continues to recommend annual mammograms
right.
for all healthy women beginning at age 40.
That's right.
But then we had this recommendation from the Department of Health and Human Services, which suggested something else.
Yes,
routine
it does.
Screenings of average risk women should begin at 50 instead of 40, and that
right.
women should get mammograms every 2 years or
right.
every year. So this does create confusion.
It does.
Yeah.
And I can say so many women that I spoke with said, oh, I didn't think we needed to get annual mammograms anymore. They've just taken that information and put it in their own thoughts in that way. And I would say that one of the key issues of this is the average woman. Who is that person? In my own case, I am exactly the kind of case of somebody who would have been in serious trouble if I'd waited for 2 years, because
sure.
I had a very aggressive tumor.
Yeah. And so bottom line advice, do you think the American Cancer Society still has it right, which recommends annual mammograms for all healthy women beginning at age 40? Or should women be really sort of taking a close look at family history and trying to make their own decision around this?
Well, of course, we all have to take into account our own beliefs and family history. But every doctor I have consulted at Mass General, where I've gotten my care, has said that an annual mammogram makes the most sense. And I will be talking to my oncologist soon about whether or not I should do it more frequently than
sure.
that.
Listeners, we're talking to Simmons College President Helen Drinan about her very public fight against breast cancer. We want to hear from you. Have you been affected by a cancer diagnosis? Did you go public or stay private? What's your question for President Drinan? You can join the conversation at 800-423-8255. And we do have a caller. Emma is calling from Dorchester. Hi, Emma. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you guys?
Very well.
I just wanted to say that I'm very happy to hear this story, and it's very encouraging for me. I personally have a disease that is a permanent, incurable disease and has a 20% chance of you dying, but I can't come up with it yet because it's not, I guess it's what cancer used to be maybe 20 years ago, where people, you know, maybe cancer is like that still now to some people, but, you know, hearing her story, your story, makes me feel hopeful that maybe in 10, 5 to 15 years, I can come out and just kind of vent to the entire world and kind of, you know, let the feelings go and have that support.
Well, Emma,
so
thank
I'm
you.
I'm very happy you're sharing with us.
Emma, thank you for the call, and we wish you all the best. And President Drinan, Emma's talking about the idea of stigma that may
yes.
may prevent people from talking openly about
yes.
this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I must say, Emma's feelings are replicated in many of the people with whom I have spoken. Certainly, cancer is a disease that has a lot of negative associations. People are afraid that they will lose their jobs if someone learns that they're a cancer patient. They're afraid that people, really, even in this day and age, think somehow it might be contagious.
Hmm.
So there's lots of poor thinking about this disease. And it's a very pernicious disease and affects so many people in so many ways that the more people can talk about it, the less fear is associated with it. And Emma's loneliness, I think, is how I would characterize what she's experiencing now, is devastating for so many people with this disease.
1-800-423-8255. You know, President Drinan, I'd really like to ask you this just about, I mean, you've made this personal, so this question is going to sound personal, but I mean, how easily did you make this decision? In other words, when we think of college presidents, we don't often think of them being hugely forthcoming about matters that are personal, and yet you didn't take any time to make this decision. Was it at all in conflict with who you are and you had to overcome something, or is this sort of part of your nature that you just want to put it out there?
I think it's more the second, Anthony.
Yeah.
think it's more a part of my nature. I'm a pretty forthright person.
Sure.
And I made the decision lying on the table just after I had the ultrasound.
Mm.
I have to say, I had the most wonderful caregivers really supporting me in the moment, but I really felt like I was kind of out there on my own for a minute
sure.
or two. And in that context, I just thought, well, there's only one way I can do this.
Was there any concern about, or just speak to this concern, that making the focus your cancer could somehow take attention away from all of the other issues that are important to a college or
yes.
a university, right?
That's a great question. And I think, yes, the answer to that is yes. So I was pretty careful to make sure that I was, though I was careful about my health, because in the long term, I can't do any good for Simmons College if I'm not a healthy person. At the same time, I made sure that I was always at important events, that I did the things that only the president of the college can do, and that those things that are symbolically related to the success of Simmons College, I just didn't let up at all.
Sure.
I was fortunate that I could do that.
And what did your doctor say about that? Because I think we associate with, I mean, obviously being sick sometimes requires, often requires taking downtime and taking care of yourself. You didn't
right.
stop being a college president.
No, I didn't. Well, both Dr. Moy, my oncologist, and Dr. Tahijian, my radiologist, told me that the women who do best with breast cancer are those who keep as close to a normal schedule as they possibly can. And that was very reassuring to me.
Sure. And the biggest challenge of this journey so far?
The uncertainty of the future. It changes your perspective about time, about opportunity, about the value of a day. In a minute, I went from, I think, a pretty busy person to a person who has no sense of a wasted day. I just, every day is important, and I don't take any minute of my life for granted.
You know, you wrote in this essay for Inside Higher Ed, you wrote, one of the unexpected gifts of this experience, I was impressed that you used that phrase, that you see life with more clarity and feel a great sense of urgency in everything you do. Seems like a valuable lesson to pick up at any time, but it's one that you got from this experience.
Yeah, and I do think most of us have experiences in life which give us perspective, but this one is a very dramatic perspective giver.
Sure. Let's take a couple more calls. Let's go to Bonna, who's calling from Lowell. Bonna, you're on the air. Thanks for your call.
Hi. An interesting subject. I am a survivor, and I was pregnant with my son the day they told me that I had breast cancer, and they told me I have to abort my son in order to get treatment and all of that. I went straight to a second opinion. I was able to keep my son. He's 14 now, and I've been a survivor since. It was the hope that drive me through that all illnesses. And people need to keep on looking for hope, not to give up, not to deal on cancer itself.
Bonna, thank you. Thank you for the call, and thank you for speaking so eloquently about the importance of hope. Helen Drinan, that strikes a chord with you.
It does. It does. I think attitude is such a critical piece of how you manage your disease. I'm sure that's true of any serious disease, but in the case of my disease, I have found that being actively engaged in work that's important to me has really helped me to sustain that focus on hope. Because really, there's no upside to the opposite kind of approach. And really, the kind of support you get when you're public about this with people who share your journey continues to give me hope.
Yeah. What kind of response did you get from the Simmons community? I mean, let's start with students.
You know, I can't even express in words how supportive the students at Simmons College have been. Right away, there was a big outturn for the breast cancer walk that happened in October. And through the entire year, I've gotten some of the most touching communications from students. The class of 2013 Student Government Association, so they're now gone from the college for 2 years, got together and sent me a gift certificate for a massage so that I could have a relaxing opportunity. I mean, honestly, I can't even tell you all the ways they were supportive.
Yeah.
Faculty and staff, too, forthcoming with their own stories, many of them cancer stories, while they were living on campus, not quite so public, and so obviously a whole different side of those folks, but a very supportive. Not a single person said to me, I wish you wouldn't talk about this anymore.
And did you expect that might happen?
I did wonder. And from time to time, I found myself backing off when I write weekly to the whole community, about 6,000 people, and it's just called Thoughts from the President. I write on a wide variety of topics.
Yeah.
And so some weeks I would just decide, this week I'm not talking about cancer. I'm just going to talk about something else.
Right. And what about, I'm interested to hear as well about the kind of logistical support, practical support that
yes.
you got from Simmons College
yes.
to be able to do this.
Right. Well, of course, this is my seventh year at Simmons, so I know the board and they know me, and they were incredibly supportive of my decision to continue to work at Simmons. they've helped me in numerous ways. One of the ways they've been extraordinarily helpful is traveling on my behalf for our philanthropic events. This is the closing year of the biggest campaign that Simmons has ever had from a philanthropic point of view. We had a $100 million goal, and we had a lot of work to do at the beginning of the year. And to a person, our trustees went all over the country in my stead. So that was one thing that they chose to do. Another thing they chose to do was to provide someone to drive me to my appointments and to school. And I can't tell you what a huge burden it is to take off, to not have to do all that driving on top of all the cancer treatments and the work. So sure. In practical and psychological support ways, they've been unbelievable.
Hmm. You know, we mentioned, Meghna and I did at the top of this segment, that this is a busy season for presidents yeah. At colleges. You've got commencement coming up, mm-hmm. and you're going to be sharing in this wonderful celebration, mm-hmm. sending this class out into the world. And yep. I'm just wondering, what's different? I understand that what's different this year is you're dealing with your cancer, but how does it make you think differently about commencement and this great event that you've yes. been, you know, responsible right. for all these past years?
Yeah. Well, commencement is such a joyous opportunity anyway, because it's both the celebration of success for the past 4 years, but also the opening of wonderful doors for our students and their futures. And I think this year, I am just so much more conscious of the fact that one precious year of their life at Simmons, I watched them through a very different lens, and I offered them a whole different way of thinking about their life as a woman.
Yeah, sure. And finally, Helen Dryden, I'd love to ask you about your prognosis. We mentioned that the surgery happened, chemotherapy, radiation. What happens next, and what's the prognosis?
Yeah, so I have what's called an estrogen an estrogen-receptive tumor, which means that estrogen in my body increases the regrowth. And the whole goal of my treatment is non-recurrence of the same tumor. Mm-hmm. Recurrence of a different tumor in a different location would be so much easier to treat than recurrence of the same tumor. So the focus is all about non-recurrence of the same tumor. So that's why I did the chemo. That's why I did extra radiation, because I have this somewhat aggressive tumor, even though it was stage one. So now I'm on a 5-year regime of a tamoxifen-like medication that is driving as much estrogen as it possibly can out of my body.
I see. All right.
So my prognosis is very good. If I do all of those things, I have a very high likelihood of non-recurrence. And that's the key, non-recurrence.
All right. Well, Helen Dryden, president of Simmons College, self-declared cancer warrior. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in September. President Dryden, thanks so much for speaking with us, for sharing your story, and for coming in today. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
And listeners, you can find links to Helen Dryden's essay about this and more information about her story, as well as information about breast cancer in general, at radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, the surprising ties between Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, and Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.